Well, good morning to you all. Would you like to join me in just sitting quietly for a moment before our service begins? I'd like to welcome you. And I'd like to welcome you in the name of our Lord Jesus. You are all so welcome to be here. Whether you've been worshipping here for decades, and I know some have, or whether this is one of your first visits, you are equally welcome. If you used to worship here, and you're here today, like if you used to be a songster, and you're here today, we welcome you. I always find it a challenge to lead a service. But one thing about it is good, I get to choose the hymns. Now, you may remember that the actual music that was played right at the beginning there is one I choose quite often, Christ Triumphant, Ever Reigning. It's one of my most favourite hymns, and I'm going to give you the pleasure of singing it at the end of the service. But for now, the band are getting ready to play the first verse of our first hymn. And I want to tell you why I've chosen this hymn. It's always lovely to have conversations with you. And there's one person who I really love to chat with briefly sometimes. And then another time, this person will say something to me that really makes me think. And I think at 98 years of age, he's worth listening to. And that's our most senior band member here, Harold. Because Harold says to me, Paul, and don't forget he's 98, every morning when I wake up, I thank God for another day. When that sun rises, Harold is ready to say thank you to God. When morning gilds the skies, we're going to sing that now. The band will play us the first verse as an introduction. And would you like to stand now? Stand up now. That would be great. Thank you. Please sit down. I'd like to have a time of prayer with you now. But to lead us into prayer, we're just going to sing a short chorus. And we're going to sing it twice. And the chorus I've chosen has to do with the theme of today. Because the theme of today is what's in a name. What's in a name? And the name that is above all names is Jesus. Let's sing this just quietly and reflectively. Wonder what we should pray for this morning. Will you join me in prayer? I think we should pray for the Holy Spirit to be present with us this morning. I think we need to give thanks to God for the world in which we live. We need to give thanks for Jesus. And we need to pray for a world in pain. Lord, this is your day, and we're here to praise you. This is your day, and we're here to rejoice in your name. This is your day, and we're here to worship you as our risen Saviour and King. Gracious God, pour out your Spirit upon this meeting today. We ask that the Holy Spirit will move freely among us this morning. Holy Spirit, come and dwell in each of our hearts. Equip us. Challenge us. Comfort us. And teach us. Lord, we give you thanks for all the gifts which you've blessed us with. The created world in which we live, for family and friends with whom we share our lives, for food on our plates and a roof over our heads, and for all of those things that make our lives abundant. We offer you thanks and praise. We have so much to thank you for, and yet we're sorry. Because we let you down, and we ask for your forgiveness. Father God, thank you that through the death of Jesus you have provided the one and only sacrifice necessary for forgiveness. Jesus, thank you for dying for us. Jesus, thank you for suffering for us. Jesus, thank you for bearing our sins. Jesus, thank you for carrying our sorrows. Thank you for being smitten, afflicted, wounded, and bruised for our failings. And thank you that you continue to invite us into a new way of life. Help us to live for you. Lord, bring me deeper into relationship with you. Lord, our hearts ache for the pain in the world. And so we remember this morning those who live in places all over the world where peace and justice are absent. We pray for communities devastated by war, division, and conflict. We pray for those who are worried about their health or the health of someone they love very much. We pray for those who are sad because someone they love very much has died. We pray for the homeless and those who will worry about where the next meal will come from. Holy Spirit, rejuvenate and empower us so that as we go out from here, we're able to share hope, love, peace, and the joy which you have so richly blessed us with. In his precious name we pray. Amen. Am I on? Oh, I'm on. Oh, it's lovely to be with you this morning, as I said earlier. And of course, it's now time for the children's slot. And I see that the children are here, both the biggies and the littlies. Come on, children, biggies and littlies, come up here now. Come on. You're a small one, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, you're a bit taller.
I'm about four.
You're four. He's four, everybody.
And
you're three? Wow. You're all growing, aren't you?
Nine.
Well, it's a jolly... Nine?
Can I get a full minute?
Six?
Can I get a full minute for my 14. Next birthday?
He's going to be four in his next birthday. How old are you, dear?
Nine.
14.
14 is a biggie.
13.
He wins. Well, look, children, you're probably wondering what's here. And I know, because you went round the back and looked, didn't you? I saw you. Sticks. My goodness me. Well, you don't know about the sticks, though, do you? Well, you can use them to play drums, but I've got... By the way, did anybody think they'd come to the wrong church this morning? Did anybody think this was an altar piece that waiting for your... I'm going to show you something now. Are you ready? Because you're all growing, which you've told me, I thought I'd plant you today. So I planted you in a seed box, and here you are. There you all are. Can you see your name there? Can you see your name, Archie? Archie. Aha! Archie. Archie. Archie's name has a special meaning. And the special meaning of Archie's name is, you can't see this, is bold and brave. Bold and brave. And I think he is. But hold that, Archie. And Archie, with my helper, go and stand at the back by the doors up there and stand up there quietly. Who we got next? Oh, look here. I've got someone else's name here. And this name is Hudson. And he's told me he's four. And he's strong and he's reliable. You walk to the back with your stick. Who else have we got here? Oh, let's use Big Connor. Connor, here's your name. I'm just getting all the soil off your growing sticks. Connor. Connor means
wise and loyal. Go to the back, Connor. Matthew, where are you? Ah, here you are. Here is Matthew, and Matthew's name. Do you know what your name means?
No.
Well, I'll tell you what Matthew's name means, and I'll show you it. A gift from God. Matthew, go to the back with your stick and wait there. Bella. Bella. Well, Bella's name has a very special meaning, and Bella's name means beautiful. Oh. Go to the back. Isla's name is special because her name has another special meaning, and her name simply means God will listen. Take your stick at the back there and wait at the back. Who are we left with? Felicity. Good job I've got you here, Felicity, because your name means filled with happiness. Go to the back. Take your stick there with you. And here's some more children. Take these around. Here, have a child. You've got one on the way. There you go, dear. Let's just give them out quickly, quickly. Okay, that's fine. Give those out, Gillian. Give these out, somebody. Can you go round with those, Brian, and just give them to the congregation? Just scatter them about. And could somebody take Noah his at the back there, or shall I take him? Noah. There's Noah's stick. Of course, you know, everyone, there's two of our regular children missing today, and one of them's called Eva, and her name means living one. She is, isn't she? She's a real living one, is Eva. I'll give you Eva to hold, okay? And then, of course, we mustn't forget dear Martha. And Martha makes her presence known, doesn't she? And Martha is known as Lady of the House. I think she is. I think she is. I'll give you that one, okay? You hold that one, dear boy, all right? And there's someone else here who we need to give a stick for. And that's Amelia. Is Amelia in the room? Ah, Amelia's gone home. Well, I've got a stick here for Amelia because Amelia is very special. She's our youngest one. And it says in here on this label, I'm special. We'll come back to that in a moment. So everyone that's got a stick, lift them up. Have them all facing this way. Have a look. Have a look round, everybody. These are all children who come or have been in this church this year. Turn the flags round so the people further behind you can see. Turn them all round. Turn them all round. Turn it round. Here, look. Look at them. Look at their names. These are the children. If you're holding a stick, would you do something? Would you pray for that child this week? Remember their name. Pray for that child this week. You might not know them, but you know their name. Now, for you, just lower your flags for a moment, because I told you that names are special. And the children are going to come and sing to us now about being special. And they're going to share with you why they think and believe they're special. So as they come forward, flags up, everyone. Let's welcome the children. That's it. All turn round. Those who are going to go and sit down, you go and sit down. And now the children, everyone, are going to sing to you. John, would you like to come and pray for the children as they go to their groups?
By the way, that was brilliant. Thank you for that song. So can you just close your eyes? We're going to have a prayer. Lord, we thank you for our children, the noisy ones, the quiet ones, the ones that sometimes we say, oh no, and sometimes we bless them. We love them because they're your children, and we have been given to them in this church by you. And we pray now that as they leave us and go into their own Sunday school, that there they'll continue to learn about you and your love. I ask this in a very special way for these children. Amen. Amen. Push off. That way. I think, yeah, you know where to go. Lovely. Behind me now, you'll just see the props are being moved. And then I invite you to listen to our announcements. The captain and family are away this weekend, taking part of their holiday. And they'll be back with us tomorrow late on. So that's where they are. But for you, tea and coffee will be served immediately. We finished our worship this morning, and we invite you to join us in the community hall. There is an open air today, and that's at 12:05 on the triangle. Now, because there's no scallywags tomorrow, that means there's no John moving tables and chairs. But if you keep your eyes open for something to take to the open air, whether it's a trolley with chairs or a speaker, it would be appreciated with your help. So no sallywags, but there will be a food bank on Monday. On Wednesday, Friends Together at 1:30, it's entitled this week, Teddy Bear's Picnic. And ladies, I've been asked to ask you to bring your teddy bear with you on Wednesday. How soppy can you get? But I can't pop in, I'm away. But teddy bears, bring them along on Wednesday at 1:30. There's no band rehearsal on Wednesday for the bandsmen. On Thursday, coffee morning from 10 till 12. And songsters, you don't get away with it. There is a songster rehearsal on Thursday. On Friday, Memory Lane, meet in our community hall. And then on Saturday, between 10 and 12:30, there's a coffee morning, and it's to help raise funds towards the children you've seen this morning. And so please would you support that 10 o'clock till 12:30, on Saturday. Running alongside that will be Sally Scrappers. They'll be having their usual meeting as well. April 20th. spring clean. Nobody's putting their name down. We started off with two, and now I think we've got six. So if you think it's clean enough, then don't worry about it. But if you can put your name on, so we know it's worthwhile bringing people in on a Saturday to do it, it's be put into teams. You won't have to do anything but be told what to do. And we'll try and clean all the rooms we've got. So there's a list on the notice board waiting for your name, and I'm sure you're going to put it on there. You've just forgotten. So thank you for listening. Now back to our number one.
I'll tell you what. I didn't realise that... when I was invited to lead the service this morning, that I had a special privilege. And I've just realised that I've got the most comfortable seat in the house. For our devotional piece of music this morning from the band, we're going to listen to a hymn you'll know well. And it's simply, "Here is love, vast as the ocean." And this hymn invites us to remember God's love and respond with praise. You know, at every band practice, the band prays that their music will touch your hearts. And we thank them for that piece of music this morning that takes us to that just quiet space. But it's time to sing again. And I've chosen another hymn about names, because it's my hope that the name you love to hear, the name you love to sing, the name that sounds like music to your ear, and the name's the sweetest one on earth, is our Saviour. Let's stand now and sing There is a name I love to hear. The band will give us an introduction. Stand now. Do sit down. Let's just offer a prayer here now, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you give us, and here we give back something to you. We pray that these gifts will be used to extend your kingdom. But Lord, they should also be a reminder to us that there's work to be done. Help us, Lord, to engage in that work with a good heart for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. David, would you like to come and read our lesson now, please?
The reading is John chapter 20, verses 19 to 25, and I'm reading from the New International Version. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe."
We live in a strange world, don't we? If we look around, we can see that things are wrong. But we have a message, and that is that Christ has the victory, that Christ will conquer. The songsters are going to come and sing and encourage us to really believe that Christ conquers. Heavenly Father, give me the words to speak. And would you also, Lord, give everyone here hearts to listen. And let's learn something more about your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, last Sunday,
Wasn't it good? Easter day. Fantastic. I got up really early. I made a little mistake. I thought the rising service down on the pier, the sunrise service, was about 6 o'clock. It was actually 6:30. But I still missed the sunrise because it was a bit gloomy. But down there, we had a wonderful time. We were singing God's praises. And after that, some folk who were there said, would you like to come back and have a mince pie or two? Not a mince pie, a hot cross bun or two. Actually, I'd love to eat mince pies all year round. And what an inspiring service we had here. Really moved by it. Full of praise. And a stonkingly good service. And a sermon delivered by Paul. Not this Paul. The other Paul. So today I don't want to disappoint you. I don't want to disappoint you, but do you know, by now, most of the Easter eggs are eaten. Some have been very good, and they're not all gone. I ought to warn you, though, you remember last Sunday's lunch? Well, this Sunday's lunch is not going to be so good. And Captain Paul and Lizette have gone away on holiday. There's less excitement around generally, in the churches, that is. I don't think here, but in lots of churches today, there'll be less excitement. And do you know what this day is called? It's called Low Sunday. Low Sunday. Today's the day that we think about Thomas. And we have to remember that Easter morning for the disciples didn't start with joy and praise. It was a time of utter confusion. Since Friday evening, the disciples had been hidden away in the upper room. They were really frightened. Their Lord had been killed. They were really frightened because were they safe? They were in distress because they were grieving. And then they began to hear the news that Jesus might have risen from the dead. That was hard to take in. Women came and told them, you know, our master has actually risen from the dead. How could they take that in? And they remained hiding. All but one of them, apparently. The one who wasn't on Easter Day hiding with them was Thomas. He wasn't there. He must have been very brave to have left that room and gone somewhere else. And we don't know why he wasn't there. Was he going after some food? Was he so much in grief that he needed time on his own and he dared to take the risk of being exposed to those who would be seeking for him? We don't know. But he missed out. Because in that room, Jesus appeared and he said, peace. Be still. I'm not surprised he said, peace, be still, because there was a dead man. alive. And he showed his hands and his side to the disciples. And they were filled with joy. And he said, "Peace. What a range of emotions the disciples had already endured following their Lord. All the ups and downs they'd experienced. And here they were, one moment in deep sorrow, and the next moment in deep joy." Jesus didn't mention anybody being missing when he visited. But I'm sure he must have known someone was missing. Thomas was missing. When the disciples, very excitedly, Thomas did return. When the disciples told Thomas, "We've seen the Lord. He's been here." Thomas said, "I don't believe it." And he wouldn't. A week later, actually, to this very day after Easter, today, if you like, in history, Jesus appeared again. And he said, "Thomas, put your fingers here. Put your hand here." And Thomas, we don't know if he did that. We don't know if he touched. But he said, "My Lord and my God." And he fell to his knees. This man, who we call Thomas the Doubter, needed his own personal experience with Jesus, just as we do. And when he saw Jesus, he recognized that he was his Lord, but more than that, he was God. He was the first person to recognize that Jesus was both Lord and God. And that personal experience changed that man instantly. We all hide away in rooms at times. With what's going on in our lives, we hide away and we don't let Jesus in. We just don't let him in sometimes. But he's ready to appear when we least expect it. If we're honest in our faith, if we're really resting on all the truths of the gospel, in those moments of despair, we have Jesus to go to. We don't have the privilege of seeing his person as Thomas did. But in Scripture, there's a great promise to us. And it's a rich blessing that all of you here either have or can have. And that blessing is simply this: blessed are those who believe but have not seen. You believe? Pray this week that God will enter those places of locked rooms that you keep him out of, whatever they are, whatever the sadness might be in your life, or whatever the joy that's not to do with the faith might be. Be ready, because Jesus wants to come in. So why must doubt be such a bad thing? Why must it be so bad? I think we've misnamed doubt. Yes, Thomas did say he didn't believe. But beneath all of that, he'd been a faithful follower. He was in grief. He wasn't in a place where he could accept all of what was going on. Shirley is going to come now and ask us that question. Why is doubt such a bad thing? Shirley, come and lead us in this hymn, which we're going to sit. Shirley's going to sing the first verse, and then we'll join in the rest.
Why must doubt be such a bad thing? Why must Thomas be so shamed? Through his trauma he was kept from seeing what his friends had claimed. He was in the depths of grieving, stuck in his own deathly tomb. In the sorrow Thomas left them, soon his hidden heart would bloom.
So we come to the close of our service. And I get my chance to choose my favourite hymn, Christ Triumphant. I hope you feel in really good voice, and I hope you'll really enjoy singing this one. Let's stand now and sing Christ Triumphant. Do remain standing. And now, may the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon us and give us his peace. Amen. Do sit down. The service isn't quite over because I asked the band if they play a march for us. And the march that they've chosen is very apt because I think we can say we're all children of God and we celebrate that. We're part of God's family and this march is called Children of God. Thank you.